Full Metal Jacket.
It's Boys and Company C, but
I will say one of the things that's special about Full Metal Jacket to me is obviously I knew who Stanley Kubrick was when I went to the movies and saw The Shining, but it wasn't until Full Metal Jacket that I really, really knew who Stanley Kubrick was.
Yeah.
I had seen a bunch of his other movies at revival houses by that time. So this was the first time completely plugged in to exactly who Stanley Kubrick is. And a new one is opening. And I'm seeing it on opening night. That was the first time, actually the only time that ever happened.
Did you live up to that anticipation?
Yeah, I did.
The creative mojo is there for a while. And then we see the spigot start to dry up a little bit, or it's not flowing the way it was. And, you know, there is that time where there is just an excitement around a director or any kind of artist where they're at a certain place and their new work is exciting.
Yeah.
And it's an event. And you keep coming for that. And then there's it when it stops being less exciting and where it's just not as an event anymore. And they're not quite working with the same amount of passion or the same amount of drive as they had before. I mean, one of the directors that managed to overcome it to quite a degree was Stanley Kubrick. But the way he overcame it was by not making a movie.
Very deliberate, to say the least.
You know, every 7 years,
right.
All right? You know, well, but that goes a long way of why he didn't burn out.
Yeah.
He lived a life and he devoted years into pre-production and then however long it took to make the film. And so each movie was a big deal, and it was an artistic achievement that whether you accepted it or rejected it, it was what it was. And he wasn't just making a movie because he didn't know how to do anything else.
Right.